community-led leadership, how shared leadership is created and what its requirements are, written by Carl Johan Speak, published by Carlex Oy, translated by Karina Valtanen and Henrik Andergård, audiobook read by Henrik Andergård. Chapter 1. Foreword. During my work career, I have worked for almost 2 decades with shared leadership. I have operated in small and big organizations and experienced many types of leadership. I have participated in about 50 projects with teams of different sizes. I have experienced projects with teams and people from many different organizations. In all of them, the same guidelines have come up. Communication and shared practices stand as cornerstones. I have already, as a young student, studied the literature on agile project methods thoroughly. Different task lists, rotating roles, and dispersed decision-making have been part of my everyday life throughout my career. At first, I did not see that it was about different levels of leadership. I felt that it was just a typical model for the expert industry. As the result of the development of the community-led theories, I have come to understand why the fields of technological expertise have been the forerunners in shared leadership. The present information and communication technology enables sharing leadership. People do not need to be physically in the same space. They do not even have to work at the same time. The traditional model, where one supervises the others and manages the big picture, is unnecessary. Before, it was the forerunners of technology and those using it who in particular were well versed in the tools of shared leadership. Now information technology is necessary everywhere and the advanced methods of leadership can take over other fields too. Alongside the widespread use of information technology, people's emotional intelligence has a greater role today than before. In the traditional leadership model, the authority comes from above and anything coming from there is tolerated. Sometimes even bullying and sexual harassment. Nowadays, respecting the boundaries and feelings of everyone is raised so high up as a value that hierarchical models are no longer needed in organizations. Conflicts cannot be avoided, but if we deal with our problematic situations ourselves, we can function without leadership from above. In shared leadership, the tasks traditionally belonging to the supervisor can be shared partly or completely by the employees. Shared leadership does not automatically mean that a supervisor should be removed. In some organizations, the task of the operative leader has been shared between 2 people. However, shared leadership mainly means that the tasks of leadership are distributed to more than just 1 person. Each organization can look at different models and try out which one would suit them best. When learning shared leadership, curiosity and permitting failure are especially needed. We do not look for a culprit, but rather for a solution. We want to help and succeed. When our tools for leadership are current for the 2020s, we can manage change agilely without larger problems. The only considerable problem is our own resistance to change, as with shared leadership, we live in constant change. The biggest factor is our own resistance, and we can let go even of that. Another major obstacle is not reacting in time to unpleasant situations, thus making mountains out of molehills. Chapter 2. Introduction. Each organization, company and team needs to have functional communication and shared practices. If those are not in order, leadership cannot be shared. The responsibility for rules, guidance and communication cannot be left on the shoulders of 1 person, the leader. Shared leadership means working together. Cooperation cannot work without discussion and everyone knowing how things are done. People often form networks within organizations, and these contacts are primarily used even if the organizational chart would indicate otherwise. Work is then done in one's own circle with familiar colleagues. The purpose of this book is to create understanding about how the organization's leadership model and culture can be molded more into the desired model of operation. 5 different ways to lead. Mankind's leadership has historically evolved alongside the development of technology and culture. Different types of leadership have often been illustrated by separating leadership into 5 different styles. In a leader-centered leadership culture, the leader is a very strong individual. Based on mental and physical strength, they decide about